Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes here. We're looking at Psachim 47, talking about immediate versus eventual. The Gemara talks about how Rabbah is answered, talking about the idea of needs of Shabbos versus overriding the needs of Yom Tov. So Rav Chisda answers Rabbah, they permitted a rabbinic injunction for an immediate purpose, but they did not permit a rabbinic injunction for an eventual purpose. The notes point out, from Rashi, Rabbah's challenge to Rav Chisda was based on the premise that rabbinic prohibitions were waived for the sake of the temple service. Rav Chisda answers that this dispensation applies only to acts that have immediate use. They are needed for temple services, which will be performed that very day. Hence, it does not permit one to bake the lechem apanim on Yom Tov, since the lechem apanim is not eaten until the following Shabbos. And you could also see Rashi comes from the notes in the Artscroll. So the idea of focusing more on the immediate versus focusing too much on the eventuality in our own lives, in our own days, it's always good to plan for the future, to think about the future, and it's definitely not good to dwell upon the past and to harbor on the past, but best practice is really to focus on the immediate, to be concerned with the immediate, to be thinking about the immediate, and to have our minds ever present on the immediate. Just as the Gemara here talks about the dispensation versus immediate versus eventuality, it's always focusing on the immediate. So too in our own lives, we should think about how we could take care of the others, be involved with others on an immediate basis. It's always good to think long-term, eventual, what will happen in the future down the road, but really we have to be fully focused in the present, be really involved in the present. Also the idea of focusing on those around us, being involved with those around us, playing with our kids, dealing with our spouses, and having time with our spouses, not thinking about the eventuality, putting away stuff, putting away the phones, and just focusing on those in front of us, being involved in those in front of us. As the Gemara talks about the immediate versus the eventual, so to our own lives, we could see how we could affect others immediately within our own days, constantly, right now, and think about how we could eventually, hopefully, affect people in the future, but definitely thinking what we could do in all of our days, every single day, immediately. Join us next time as we talk Psachim 48 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.